Monday, November 27th, 2023, Board of Equalization at 2:45, followed by Board of Commissioners.
This must going to be a bad meeting. Randy's got his vest on.
He did last time.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he always wears it, Doug, don't you? Anyways, let's call the Board of Equalization to order. We'll stand and say the pledge, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, a current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the county boardroom and is available for review of all citizens and attendants. Will you call roll, please, Cherie?
Scott?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Here.
Bob?
Here.
I seen Shorty running around in his cop uniform earlier.
Oh, did you?
Just not very long ago. But anyways, I'll make a motion to excuse him from the meeting.
I'll second.
Will you call roll, please, on the excusement?
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes. Okay, first on the agenda here, we got the consent agenda items. On number one, the approval from the previous minutes from October 30th of 2023. Anybody have any?
I'll make the motion for approval.
Okay, we got Troy and a second by,
I will,
Bob on the consent agenda items. Will you call roll, please?
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Okay, new business, 2:45, we have a hearing of the Heartland Counseling application exemptions for the motor vehicles. It looks like they got a 2016 Chevy Impala, the VIN number ending in 113-1096, and they have number two is a 2016 Dodge Caravan, the VIN number ending in 335794. Seems like same formality. Don, I know we have a couple of different ones, but this is the first one for Heartland Counseling.
Yep, correct.
So,
routine.
Yeah. So, anyways, again, two vehicles, Chevy Impala and a Dodge Caravan for Heartland for exemption.
I'll make a motion.
Okay, we got Troy made a motion for approval.
We have the time to close the hearing.
I've never done that. Of all the meetings, I've never done that. But you can tell me if I'm wrong or right.
I don't think we have.
I never have, but.
Have what?
Oh, boy.
I'm here.
I'm sneaking in.
Brian's
no, I don't. Here. I don't. I mean, if I need. Do I need to, Kim? Do I need to open it and then close it?
Does it list it as a hearing?
Hearing for Heartland.
Okay.
Normally, if it's listed as a hearing with a time, we got to open it closed.
Okay. I just know I've never, of all the meetings, I've never done it. So what time do we have, and I will close the hearing for Heartland?
2:48.
Okay, so it's 2:48. I will close the hearing, and we have a motion from Troy and a second by Bob to approve the Heartland. Will you call roll, please?
Sorry. Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Abstain.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Okay, so we got... we're good there, so it's 2:49, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to open a hearing for the Salvation Army application for exemption for a motor vehicle for nonprofit organization. It's a 2007 Dodge Ram, the VIN ending in 844508. Okay, so with that said...
I'll make a motion to approve.
Okay, I'll close it. Okay, is okay. It 2:50? 2:49. That was a quick open and close. At 2:49, we'll close it, and I need a motion for the Salvation Army application.
So moved.
Okay, yes.
Second.
Bob and Troy on the approval for the Salvation Army 2007 Dodge Ram.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Okay, that's number B, excuse me, not number, but letter B, letter C, we got Christy Abbott. She's not here. There's nothing in the packet, so she must not have any type of corrections. Is that correct?
Sure. She doesn't.
She does not?
No.
Okay. Okay, so number three, under C, we got, I guess number three, we have mail emergency business. Anything, Sheree?
No.
Okay, public comment. Anybody from the public would like to say anything on the Board of Equalization? None yet. So then we'll go to adjournment. Do we need a motion to...
I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
Okay, we got a motion to adjourn by Shorty and...
I'll second.
Okay, second by Bob. and it's $252, right? I'm just guessing.
$250.
Wow. Quick.
Can you take a breath now?
Wow, I'm like way ahead of myself here a little bit.
Well, we will call to order the Board of Commissioners meeting and start with the roll call, Cherie.
All right, Bob?
Here.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Present.
Artie?
Yep.
Troy?
Here.
All right, a current copy of the Open Meetings Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the County Board meeting room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. The Dakota County Board of Commissioners reserves the right to adjust the order of items on this agenda if necessary. The first item is public comment. The commissioners will hear comments about any item not on the agenda, and the chair has the discretion to limit the time of comment. Anyone here to address the board on any item not on the agenda? Rodney, come on up.
You need to cut my time short?
It depends.
Maybe. You get 18 seconds. Start.
So me and Cherie were wondering why the contractors hadn't been here from Barclay Asphalt. And so we made a phone call, and she actually made the phone call, the initial one, and got in contact, and I called this gentleman back, and he indeed said that they will not be here this year. That's the first thing you guys need to know. And the only other thing that I have, my concern is we have 2 inches that are going to be laid over here behind the firehouse. So if with 2 inches, I don't think anybody can be driving on it. I don't know if they can service anything, like when the siren goes down. It's not a big area, and I'm just concerned about 2 inches and how we're going to keep vehicles from driving across it, or what do you guys want to do with that?
Maybe we look at four inches. Four.
And, you know, because sooner or later that siren's going to go bad. And,
yeah.
Because it's pretty old. It's just an outlook, you know, looking down the road. We don't want to damage it, you know, after spending money on it.
I just
want to put that out. That's all my concern.
And that's the only 2 inch is over there.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. That's what y'all voted on was 2 inches.
And they poured that concrete out of there. Those.
Yep. Everything's
ready to
go. That was contracted with the pour.
I'd say Randy, he has a pretty valid point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 2 inches would be. But you know, people are going to drive on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to cut across it. We'd either have to.
I think originally we were thinking that nobody would drive on it. It was just more for a drainage to get mm-hmm. everything away from the buildings.
Yeah.
I think that was our thought process. I
understand.
Yeah.
But somebody will probably drive on it.
Well, even if, like I said, when they service the siren. Mm-hmm.
So basically, we just need to go back to the drawing board, I guess, right? I mean, obviously, that's been bidded, it's been awarded,
correct.
It's not done, and the people that are supposed to do the front are going to do that at the same time.
That's
and it's
correct.
Not going to happen this year.
That is correct, sir.
Okay.
So. And I think if it's under ARPA, Scott, we just, if there's a change order on it, we can just, if it goes from 2 to 4, we can just address that.
When the time comes?
At the time, yeah, if that's the way we want to go, and we probably will, so.
And at this point, I would rather them do it in the spring than now.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
He said they're not going to do it.
Yeah.
So, I can make that phone call if you guys
why don't we do,
decide
when we get
on
a
little, that.
You want to just address it when we get a little closer?
I would. I would wait till springtime, and then we'll address it. Obviously, they know they got the job, but I guess when the time comes,
okay.
When they call and say, hey, we're going to be there at X amount, and then we need to say, hey, let's look at, you know, the 4 inches versus the 2,
okay.
The difference in money. But we appreciate you bringing that to our attention. Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks, Rodney.
Do we need just more grading to accommodate?
Absolutely.
We got to regrade it, too.
Yeah. Because it's level right now.
Okay.
So it's going to be graded anyway.
Absolutely. It's going to have to be graded.
Thanks, Rodney.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Thank you for your time.
You bet. Any other item that is not on the agenda? No? Seeing none, then we'll move on to item 2, the consent agenda. which consists of the approval of previous meeting minutes, November 13th, 2023, approval of payroll claims for November 12th to November 25th, approval of payroll claims, accounts payable claims, excuse me, and approval of accounts. Oh, we got that. Anyway, approval of accounts payable claims. There are two I'm going to pull out of there just to do that, and approval of officials reports, deeds clerk and clerk of court. So before we approve those, I want to just say that I'm going to take out, and these are just a couple of change orders, kind of like we just talked about with this project, Blacktop project. So one is Gill Construction for a project that we had done, and another one is, speaking of trees, is a tree. So those two I'll fill you in after we address the consent agenda items.
I'd make a motion to approve the consent agenda items, less the two that you pulled.
All right.
Second half.
Marty, a motion, second by Troy, to approve those consent agenda items except the two that I mentioned. Call the roll, please.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes. Okay. The first one that I'll address is Gill Construction. They did our some cement work, concrete work for us. The initial bid was for $19,962, and when they got into it, they had to do an additional six inches of remove sidewalk. For $2,548 even. So the auditor suggested that we just address any changes to an approved claim in our meeting. So the change then is for the $2,548. So that's in addition to the initial $19,962 that was approved. Is that clear enough?
Yep. Okay. So do you need a motion?
I do. Can we do separate, do them both, Kim, at one time, the two claims, or vote separately on those, the ones that are pulled out?
I can do them separately.
Okay, separately. Marty,
a
motion?
I'd make a motion to approve the claim, Gill Construction,
okay,
for the additional amount.
Okay. Is there a
second?
And seconded by Brian to approve that change. Call the roll, please.
Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
And the other one is the Nielsen Tree invoice that we approved October. The only thing that was not on there was the delivery fee of $273. So that is an additional amount on the initial approval of $22,1550. So that's the difference. $273.
You need a motion for that?
So moved on that one.
I'll second.
Moved by Scott, seconded by Troy to approve that change. Call the roll, please.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
All right, thank you. That takes care of then the consent agenda. Item three is new business and resolution. Approve or disapprove annual renewal of Mid-American Benefits Flexible Spending Account Administrative Services partnering with Point C Consumer-Driven Products effective January 1, 2024. Cherie, you want to explain that?
So I did give you guys each a copy of the agreement in there. The only thing that's changing this year from what they did last year is the county is going to be responsible for the money, so we have to open a separate bank account that the money will funnel into and out of. Before they were doing that, and they said that they're getting away from being our banker to us having the bank account. They're still going to make sure that everything that's pulled from it, they're going to initiate those ACH pulls and do all of that, background stuff. We just have to have the bank account and balance it. So.
And your office will take care of that.
We have, currently we have 14 employees using the flex, the FSA flex benefit portion of it. Open enrollment is going on right now, so we may have a few more, but we currently have 14 employees using it, so.
Everything the same, it's just they're not handling money.
So we'll have to, I'll make a motion to approve that change.
Second.
Motion and seconded. Call the roll, please, Cherie.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
All right, thank you. And then item B is to approve or disapprove opening the bank account to accommodate the flexible spending accounts funds, giving Cherie Conley, Robin Hansen, and Paola Ledesma authorization to access the account, sign and monitor funds accordingly, and balance monthly.
On B, I'll so move, I'll approve.
Second.
Motion by Scott, seconded by Brian to approve that, to open that account. Call the roll, please.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
All right, motion carried. Then item C, with that, is approve or disapprove startup seed money from the inheritance tax fund, which will be reimbursed when the account gets established and can sustain funds.
So it's something new. I've never seen that before.
Well, so to get this account for the flex going, initially on January 1st, like if I were to take $5,000 out.
Give me some cash flow in there to manage it.
Yeah, and then throughout the year that will get put in there, and then we will pay inheritance tax back once this fund gets established.
Makes sense.
So you're thinking it's how much initially?
I can come back with that figure. They said, MidAmerica said they'd be better to give me that figure when our flex enrollments are turned in, so they know how many people have signed up and how much money is going to be flowing in and out.
But it's not.
Well, last year the total amount of flex was 28,000.
Okay.
So what they said, they usually recommend 10% to 15% startup.
Okay.
So it's going to depend on how much.
$3,000 to $5,000 probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. It makes sense. On C, I'll approve. Make a motion to approve to the inheritance tax as a startup seed money for the flex.
Second.
Okay, motion by Scott, seconded by Brian to approve using the startup money from inheritance for that account. Call the roll, please.
Just so you know, that claim will come before the board before it actually gets put into the account.
Okay.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
All right, motion carried. Item D, approved resolution 23C-040, renewing the Dakota County franchise agreement with Sparklight for a 10-year period. Cherie, you want to shed a little more light on this one as well?
So apparently we had an agreement with Sparklight. It was a 10-year agreement. It expired back in 2018, I think it was, if I remember right. And Sparklight just realized it. It's also now known as Cable One.
I like it.
It was Cable One at Sparklight. It doesn't cost us anything. Cable they actually Sparklight pay us like $400 a year to have this benefit run through. So it's just a formality, basically.
Okay.
400 bones, huh? 5% of the gross annual. Okay. Well, whatever.
I think the health department uses Sparklight right now.
And probably what's her name too? Probably grabbing that probably.
Oh,
yeah. Okay, I'll make a motion on resolution 23C-040 on a 200-year agreement with Sparklight. 10-year.
Or 10.
Second.
Motion by Scott, seconded by Brian to approve that resolution. Call the roll, please.
Scott?
You'll be here to renew that, right? Yeah, yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes. Okay, item E is approve, disapprove Summit Carbon Road Use and Maintenance Agreement. Is any, Jolene, you want to talk about this?
Like I said at the last meeting, this is just kind of a condensed down version of it. I had Pat Guinan with NIRMA help me with it. It beats the 20 pages that the last one was. Kim reviewed it. She thought it looked okay. And then going forward, I'd like to use this for the rest of the road toll agreements that come through. This is ready to go for Summit.
Okay.
Any questions? Anybody have a chance to look over it? It's a lot like the last one. We just pulled the important parts out of it, added a few, just making sure they're going to be responsible for anything that they can do.
And I think, Kim, you approved that.
Yes.
In the last.
I mean, anybody that can carry a mustache like that looks responsible, right?
Yeah, my mom sent me over here.
Any other comments on this? Issue, no? Okay.
Good on my end, yeah.
All right.
I think Patrick also worked some with Summit on this as well. So.
Okay.
All right, well, let's see. Well, I guess Kim's looked at it. Everything looks good. Everything's kosher. So I would say that moving forward, I would make a motion to approve the Summit Carbon Road Use and Maintenance Agreement. Is that what you want to hear?
Yes.
Yes.
Second.
Motion by Scott, seconded by Brian to approve that agreement. Call the roll, please.
Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Okay, item 4, old business and miscellaneous. Jolene is here with a road report.
Before I get started quick, Bullet just dropped off some tickets for the NACO supper. So I will leave them with Cherie so you guys can grab them. I'm not sure who's all attending, but I gave Dawn hers already. But just look up Cherie for, is it Wednesday night?
Yeah. Where's this at?
Out to Kearney at NACO convention. They have a big supper out there.
Oh, yeah. That's this week, next week.
December 13th. Couple weeks.
Close. Obviously, I'm not going to be there, right? I mean, was it that obvious?
You were thinking about it.
I've been to it before, okay?
I do have a couple from Kat. I just got a couple dropped off, so if you guys want more, I need to contact him. I don't know who all plans on going. But speak up sooner rather than later so we can get that going.
Well, I know I've signed up to go. Troy is not 100% sure.
I'm going.
You are going.
Absolutely going.
Okay. Marty? Marty's going. So it sounds like three of us.
Cherie? I'll be down there.
Cherie?
Are you going? No, I'm
going. I'm going. Dawn?
I think Joe O'Neill is the other one.
Oh, Joe. Okay. Yeah. Is everybody interested in going to the cat supper? Because I know one year I got a bunch of tickets, and then me and Joan ended up being the only ones going.
Mm.
When is the cat one?
Thursday night, yeah.
It's worth going to, too.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm sure you won't have any trouble getting rid of the tickets.
Well, I got plenty of the John Deere ones. The cat ones are, since we are the only county in the state of Nebraska that goes through Ziegler instead of NMC, they're the ones that put that on. It's a little harder for us to come by tickets for the cat.
Mm.
So if you're interested, we need to get on that.
Okay.
You went last year, didn't you, Troy?
Yeah.
Cats?
Yeah.
That was a scramble at the last minute to get tickets, though.
Pretty good if your John Deere guy gets your cat ticket. I told him the other day that you guys might need some, and he said, I'll let him know. So,
yeah.
I brought plenty. If your spouses want to go or if you forget them, text me. I'll have some.
I kind of forgot about this. It's like a big party everybody wants to go to. What's going on right here? Sounds kind of fun. Maybe I better sign up.
I'd like to have you go out there. Maybe we can entertain your motor greeter agreement like you did this last one. I kind of like that.
Yeah, right? We get one every 10 years.
No.
All right, Jolene, then on road report.
Okay, we had 175.5 hours maintaining, 5 hours of overtime. That was with snow removal over the weekend, 8 hours on trees, 4 hours patching asphalt holes, 1 hour hauling gravel. We hold one load of three-quarter clean, 25 tons, 3 hours on signs, and we had a grading complaint on Ironton Avenue. The Johnston Bridge is done and open.
It's done?
It's done, it's open, so that's a good thing.
That's fast.
190th Street, we're going to work on a culvert there. They were ready to go today, but Sparklight has a line through there that they haven't moved yet. So we're waiting on them. We're still hoping to get that done. It's removing a big culvert, putting in two twin culverts. So contractor's kind of sitting on his hands right now, so hopefully we can get that pushed through. And then we do have a motor grader budgeted for this year. I'd like to get going and getting bids on that. Just wanted to know if you guys were looking at wanting to do trade-in or sell on Big Iron again.
Sell it outright. That's what I think.
What's usually your best plan of attack, Jolene? Or in the past, anyway.
I think so. Sometimes those graders get sold on Big Iron after you trade them to the dealers. Sometimes.
Ours don't, but I mean, we're going to mark it up. We all know that. So is CAT. I mean, you can open. It's up to you guys.
What about lease? Is there a lease program?
I don't know. Do you lease your pickup? Like, we have them, but I don't like them. But I mean, you never get any equity. You just pay, pay, and yeah. I don't know, Troy. Nobody does it out of the 10 counties I have, I guess.
Okay.
I don't know. We just put a 7-year warranty on them, and usually people roll them over after that. So.
And yeah, that's kind of what I'd like to get to, is go on a 7-year, 7,000-hour warranty. Because it costs about $253 just having someone look at a machine.
Right.
Start getting these older machines, and we're kind of running in the trouble. So Big Iron?
Do you need to know that now, Jolene?
Well, within the next week, because I'd like to get it in the paper.
Why couldn't we just see what the two dealers would give us for it? And then, I mean, then we kind of have an idea, and then we can kind of look at the Big Iron, or we just go right directly to Big Iron. We've always had luck with Big Iron. I don't know if it's changed. Has it changed?
They're good. Big Iron or Purple Wave. Purple Wave, you don't have to pay the 10%. I think they make the buyer pay the 10%. Purple Wave looks like stuff's selling pretty good, too, right now. I don't think we've tried Purple Wave.
We have not.
Well, let's just look at it. We'll get to you in a week. In this next week, how's that?
Okay. Any other questions?
I jotted down a couple for you today, Jolene. The fence down here at the yard, is that this fall?
They promised it would be up before the snow flies, and I actually just pulled that file, and then I got distracted today. I was going to give them a call.
But it's supposed to be this fall. Okay.
Okay.
I thought we were, but we just...
They're running out of time.
Yeah. It's almost not fall. Almost not fall anymore.
And then, are you fully staffed besides the supervisor?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, we've had COVID run through the place, so everybody's been sick the last.
But I mean, you have bodies.
Other than that, we have bodies for the positions.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then, did the roof ever get put on the Homer shop?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Very good.
The parcel in front of the shop out there, did we ever hear anything back from whoever that was we were talking to?
Right during harvest, I talked to Greg and. We never reached back and yeah, no.
Okay.
And granted, yeah, I'm assuming the harvest is done for everybody for the most part, but I can reach out to him again and see. It was just start of harvest when we talked, and so.
Okay.
And then Kim and I are still working on that fencing letter. Here's something that's in the right of way for the NIRMA manual regarding right of ways on fences. It's something we could be posting in the paper every fall, kind of like we do a weed notice.
There you go.
You guys are okay with that. Just telling people not to, during the fall after harvest, they get their corn crops out and they turn their cattle out into the corn stalks and put up temporary fences. And that's what's causing some issues. So we could put this in the paper and then follow up with letters.
Mm-hmm. What's this reference to?
That is the summit. Heartland agreement.
Yeah.
Okay.
Y'all okay if I start?
Yeah,
I think it'd be.
Yeah, that's fine, Julie. Thank you for doing that. Anything else for Jolene while we got her up there?
How many applicants do you have for the supervisor foreman job?
I'm not sure if Sheree's taking care of that.
Three?
Three or four?
Is that going to run till?
That one's the deadline on that.
Well, there isn't one per se.
There isn't one?
We didn't put one in the paper, so.
Till the vacancy filled.
Really?
That's what, if you look, that's what a lot of stuff is anymore.
Anyway, so there's some interest in that position, so. Okay, then, thanks, Jolene. We'll then move on to B, discuss or approve and approve or deny projects or purchases with money from the American Rescue Plan. First one is building and grounds. We have an estimate for the doors. And my sources tell me that those are that amount is
what they are these days.
What they are.
Or solid door. Crazy.
High one for Christ's.
Rodney's not here anymore, is he? No, he left. He left. So we had what is? Do you have the dollar amount there, Sheree? Is that
Don? Is the trim in good shape that would be reused, or what's the thinking? Are these for the treasurer's doors?
No, these.
Oh.
Doors for in the county clerk's office.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Yeah. Never mind, Don.
No, those are two doors. My main door and then the door into my office, which.
Yeah.
I mean, they are pretty beat up. I think they were here since the jail was built over here on this side. So, I mean, but it's up to you guys. I don't care if Rodney wants to replace the doors.
What's that?
I think Rodney wants to replace the doors because it looks pretty bad. The main one does.
The glass
is kind of shattered in here.
The one where you come in that has the glass window?
Yeah.
Because.
Yeah. So this is for two doors. Door one is the door with the window in it right now.
Yep.
And from what he was telling me, he got all this stuff. So
yep.
It's not going to have a window in it anymore if we get a new door.
Do you want a window in that door?
You know, we always leave it open, so it doesn't really matter a whole lot if we have a window in it or not. We don't ever shut our door.
Okay.
So it doesn't need a window.
Well, that outside one definitely is pretty rough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And has
the
been
second
that
door is just the one that
been that way for a long time.
Right,
so
into my office, that door, mm-hmm. which I never shut it, usually very rarely.
So anyway, anybody have any concerns or questions either way on that, or a desire to motion or no on that?
If you're going to do it, I'd get the ones that are pre-finished, because for $110, you can't do it. Not a good
Absolutely.
Job on it.
And if you did just put a, what do you call that, when you just face the door, that's probably a lot of work too, and if you had somebody do it, then you'd have to finish that.
So both doors being stained.
Yep.
Is what you're implying too. So the one 645 and the other one 625. Is that right?
Yep.
Okay, I'll make a motion to replace both of the doors for the clerk's office on the stained side.
Okay.
Second.
Motion by Scott, seconded by Brian, to approve the two doors for the clerk's office under ARPA. Call the roll, please.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
All right, motion carried. The next one is the public defender quote for office furniture. Deb, you want to comment on this furniture or quote? Or?
Deb, good to see you.
Nice seeing you.
Yeah, no. So we're making the move finally, right?
We're trying.
It's awesome.
We're trying. We're doing our best.
What's the lead time on the furniture?
I have no idea.
Okay.
24.
24 months?
I asked.
Or 2024, or...
I asked him to get it as soon as...
So you got three different... You got office one, office two, office three, obviously.
Office one is for the smallest office in there, which would be if we get another attorney in, so that I could have a desk.
Okay.
And some chairs, maybe, for each person to sit at. Mm-hmm. Office two would be Lou's office, the bigger one. And then me, the workstation, that work area out front. And then just some guest chairs out in the out front where the guests, you know, where the clients can sit while they're waiting for the attorney or waiting. And
so basically one, two, three, your the work's delivered, installed. You have done $11,527, give or take a couple different options.
Yeah.
And just the one, Deb? One bid?
That's what I've been dealing with. Do you want me to get another one?
One office.
A lot of the other, this is one office. Is that the same as the others have used?
Yeah.
Yeah. Don, is that who
one
you,
office.
All of yours?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, well, this is the deal. Obviously, we've been all anxious about getting you guys to move, and I know that there's been a few holdups and hang-ups, whatever you want to call it, but I'm glad to see that the initial step is being, you know, taken. I think you guys are going to be really happy on that side over there, and windows and et cetera, but anyways, I mean, if we just want to go with this one here, I mean, obviously, I think it's probably we're worth the furnishing, you know, for $11,000 seems about where it needs to be. Yeah, it is what it is, and I guess, yeah, I mean, if we say, giddy up, let's move on this, it's a go, you guys are going to put that order in this week or have them back here, redo everything?
I can email Jim.
Okay.
When I get back and say, go for it. I can get him going.
Well, I don't want to wait any longer, okay? I just get you out of here and get you in on an email, so I'm going to make a motion with $11,027, give or take, to get you guys to your furniture and your three offices and get things, yeah.
Is that, so where they're moving from, is that going to be available then?
Yeah, to my recollection, I don't know. I've heard a lot of different stories on it, but hopefully, yeah, it'll be available, yeah. We'll figure it out. Didn't we say Rodney was going to take one of the offices or something? I don't know.
Veteran Services.
Veteran Services.
Somebody. So there may be some other movement.
That would be more centralized, I get it.
Yes.
Might be some other movement down the line.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you guys are...
Yeah, the only thing I ask is keep our file room on the side. They used to be the old...
The one in the hallway?
Yeah, the one
that used to be
the
room
old
there.
Room clear back years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we'll...
And that's not connected anyway to our office.
First things first, let's just get you guys moved, get you in there, and then we'll let the dust settle and figure out the rest. How's that sound?
Yeah, because... We'll be out.
Yeah,
we'll be out.
We'll figure the rest out. But anyways, you'll be, yeah. So that's my motion. Okay.
You did, Brian, did you second
he
that?
He seconded it. Yeah,
seconded.
Okay, a motion and second to approve the office one for the furniture for the public defender's office. Call the roll, please.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
All right. You're off and running, Deb.
Thank you, Deb. Appreciate it. Tell Lou we said hi, all right?
All right.
All right, said hi.
Okay. To item five, Commissioner Committee reports.
I don't have anything,
Scott?
Bob.
No? Brian?
I don't have anything either.
Marty?
I had a Region 4 Board of Governors meeting over in Norfolk, and nothing earth-shattering. The portion that the county gives is going to go down a little bit next year, so that's rare that anything goes down. But other than that, seems like they're still being funded by the state, and our funding will go down here. But other than that, nothing there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Troy?
Last Thursday had North Star meeting, just some year-end stuff.
Okay. Anything else?
It'll go down, Marty, for a bit, and
then
next
boom.
Year it'll go up five times as much as what it was.
That happens.
Just a couple of things. The first one is We got a notice last week that the state will no longer be doing our audit anymore. They're not doing any counties anymore.
Really?
So we'll have to find a new auditor for next year. Keep that in mind. We'll probably have to put that out for bid, I suppose.
Sheree, did you say there is going to be some information about that coming?
Convention.
Yeah, at the convention.
Yeah.
What counties are doing it.
So, yeah.
They'll give us some guidance, they said.
Somebody has to pick up that slack, I would
think. Oh, yeah.
Certainly will.
Yeah. So, anyway, that's one thing. The other thing is at 4:30 today, I don't know if you guys saw it, but they're having a... Tony Gomez is getting indoctrinated into the Hall of Fame or something in South Sioux. I'm not quite sure if that's the right term for that, but that's at 4:30 at City Hall in South Sioux, and then at 5 they'll do an official recognition for him on the at their meeting. So they're having a
celebrity
kind of a meet and acknowledgement at 4:30 with the meeting at 5.
He's been good.
With the meeting at 5. Mail and or emergency business. Sheree, anything? Your office? No?
Have a Merry Christmas.
All right. Item 7, then, Brian, is adjournment.
I can make a motion to adjourn.
Yeah. Second that.
Motion by Brian, seconded by Scott.
That's
to adjourn. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We are adjourned. We are adjourned.